Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Update, updating brethren of sound works that are going on within the nation and also throughout the world. It is an Ulagal Radio program, Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren. Like I said, my name is Dustin McCrickard, your host today of Gospel Update, and with me I have a special guest of Michael Clark. Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
So maybe some people might know you, Michael, but where do you come from? Where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in South Haven, Mississippi, and my dad was the preacher for the South Haven Church of Christ for 16 years, from 91 to 07, and I grew up in that area and have been there pretty much ever since, but recently just located to Memphis to go to school at MSOP.
Awesome, awesome. Great school, Memphis School of Preaching. Very good. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Also going to as I went through a Bible Institute in Missouri, it is nonstop work.
So, yes, sir.
So I'm glad that you made a little bit of time for us. Well, let me ask you, I take it that you you attended back then at South Haven with your father. But I also, last week we talked with Don Blackwell. He was running the Gospel Broadcasting Network, a very sound work that's going on there. You yourself actually helped along with that process. What did you do at the Gospel Broadcasting Network?
Back in October of 2012, I was approached about working with them as a video editor, and that would mean that basically a lot of the stuff you see on the network. Adam Vaughn is the head editor. He's a great, great worker. He's an amazing editor, does a lot of great things with video editing. And he and I would work together in tag team. And a lot of the stuff that you see on the network is either made by congregations that send it in, and we check the audio levels to make sure it's sounding right, and then we send it off to air. But some stuff is made called GBN Special Presentations. Adam really specializes in that. He's very, very good about doing that. And a lot of the stuff you see that's GBN Special, either he has created or he has helped create, and I've just been there trying to learn how to do those types of things. But I guess the biggest thing I did while I was at GBN, what I'm most proud of, is I was allowed to oversee the youth programming. We really wanted at GBN to try to make a push for teens to have an opportunity to look at GBN as a network that applied to them just as much. A lot of times you turn on GBN, you see a man in his mid-30s to elderly age, and he's preaching a gospel sermon, and there's nothing wrong with that. But most teenagers would not be inclined to want to stay and watch. But if you see a younger person just like them, talking to them and trying to give Bible advice and things that would help them in their Christian walk, they might be more inclined to want to watch. And that's what GBN really tried to do. And we were lucky enough to create 15 programs for the youth in the 2 years I worked there.
That's awesome. That is truly a blessing, and I understand what you're talking about. It's you got to think of these ways to reach out to these young people nowadays. And speaking of which, tell me about the program that you were very much involved in and still are. But what is Text Message?
Text Message is a program that a good brother in Tennessee, Jeff Archie, had the idea for, and he said that it was a program that was a 46-year-old man's idea, and he needed a 21-year-old to pull it off. I was not the original host of Text Message, and I can't help but talk about it with giving reference to Brother Tate Williams. He was a good, great gospel preacher, 18 years old, and he was going to be the host of Text Message, film some stuff for the network, and on his way to his first gospel meeting, he was killed in a car accident. And the network wanted to try to continue the program, and we tried to figure out what we could do. And I was approached about doing the program, and I had to think about it, of course. I mean, you never want to take over something like that, because none of us that work on Text Message or work at GBN are happy that we had to change hosts. In fact, all of us would love to see nothing more than Tate behind the camera, and in front of the camera, that is, giving messages weekly on a weekly basis. And what I try to do on Text Message is honor his memory by being the host, and I'm not the best at it. But I'm learning, and really with Text Message, that wouldn't have happened for me had I not been able to do lessons from a park bench. All the way back in 2010, I was a 17-year-old boy that just wanted to do something, anything, to try to help, and I had this old park bench that my mother had, and we did not like it at all. We didn't understand why she bought it. We don't know why it was put out in the front lawn, and every time I would go out to mow, it would just be a nuisance. It's in the way. And I thought I would do a biblical little 5 to 7 minute program, and everywhere I tried to record in the house would not upload to Facebook. And I looked outside and I saw the park bench and I thought, well, I'll try that and just see what happens. And I sat on the park bench and it uploaded to Facebook. And I went back in and I showed my dad and he said, hey, this is really neat. And I said, now I've got to figure out what I'm going to call it. I went into my room and I wrote 30 different possible names that I could call it. And I said each and every one of them, like, hello, my name is Michael Clark, welcome to, and then I'd say the name. And Lessons from a Park Bench was like number 25 or 26. And I said that one and it just kind of, it sounded right. And so for the next several months, I did that just by myself with my computer. And I had a lot of great brethren donate certain things. We were able to get better cameras, microphones, things that made us sound better, that made us more relevant. And then when I interviewed for the job at GBN, I wasn't going to advertise that I did that program. I'd always been taught by my dad to let other men praise you and let other men tell you when you're doing something right. And I told people, if someone like GBN wants the program, they'll ask for it. And by God's grace, and I really do believe Providence, they did ask for it, and I was privileged to film that while I was there. And so I had the ability to be in front of the camera quite a lot. But the thing about text message that makes it so interesting for the modern teenager is it literally is a program that we have tried so hard to make unconventional. It's not the modern type of biblical programming like you have, like I mentioned a moment ago, where someone's behind a pulpit. In fact, only one program I think we've ever filmed for text message had a pulpit in it. And so a lot of the things that we try to do is set up these types of stages. For instance, there's a program we do called Conversations with Chris. And that whole premise of a program is set in a coffee shop, and Chris and I will never look at the camera. That's Chris Clevenger. And we just talk to each other. And I ask him difficult questions, and he answers the difficult questions. And that's the easy part for me, is I get to ask him questions about teen pregnancy, abortion, date rape, all these things that are plaguing the nation today. And he gets to answer them in a biblical way because these are serious issues that teenagers are facing more than ever. Social media has blown up and it has become such a big issue. You have no idea who your children are talking to at times now, who your teens are talking to. And so multiplicity of things can occur. And Conversations with Chris deals with that. But at the same time, you've got other programs like Pew Packers. A good buddy of mine, Jordan and Gerald Pugh, Pugh. They are really good song leaders, love to sing, and so they literally sit down and dissect Christian songs, and they try to help teenagers understand the biblical meaning behind the songs which we sing. And I think there's nothing greater, really, in worship than to understand that biblical principle of singing. It's not just, oh, we sing just as I am because we've sung it for 35 years. There's a principle to it, there's a meaning behind it. And these two young men are so great at dissecting these songs. And there's some other programs we have, like The Message with Reese Britton, who he did just a few programs for us. We've had some things called Take a Moment with Thad Williams, Tate's brother. Tate airs on the network a lot as What It Means to the Teen. And then typically we'll have about 15 minutes left, and I stand in front of the camera and I try to give some Bible thoughts, some basis of principles of what teenagers are dealing with and how they can overcome certain struggles. But when I left GBN to go to MSOP, I went to Mark and said, I cannot in the very first year of school handle both hosting a program, helping produce it, and get everything done as a student, as a husband, as a preacher, and I need to take a step back. And so Chris Clevenger took over for a time and did an outstanding job and was just a great host for the program. And he recently took a step back, and I was talking with GBN and said, you know, it's easier for me now that I've been in school for a year. I know how to get everything done on time and to study, and I know my groove. I could come back to the network if needed, and I'm happy to be able to come back for, as they call it, season 3 of Text Message.
Well,
And
that's
so I did the first 50 episodes, Chris did the next 25, and now I'm back for the foreseeable future.
See, that's a blessing, and I've actually got to watch a couple of these episodes, and I love it because of the youth, how it is youth oriented and youth, you know, directed towards, and it's something that we need in the church today. Well, brother, thank you for taking time out of your busy school day to come onto the show and update people and update the brethren about the great works that you're involved in, and Lord willing, we'll speak to you again.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And thank you, Michael. And thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Update. My name is Dustin McCrickard. Stay tuned for Ulliger Radio and other faithful works that are going on throughout the community and throughout the world.